This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Odisha today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. These projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Mr. Modi will also address a public gathering on the occasion. In the field of telecom connectivity, the Prime Minister will commission more than 97,500 mobile 4G towers built at a cost of around 37,000 crore rupees with Swadeshi technology. This includes over 92,600 4G technology sites commissioned by Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Berhampur and Udhna at Surat in Gujarat. India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding a purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless. Responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said no such conversation has taken place. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements. The National Investigation Agency has attached the immovable properties of a Hizbul Mujahideen terror operative involved in the supply of arms and ammunition to active militants of the banned outfit for promoting terrorist activities in the Kashmir Valley. On the orders of the NIA Special Court in Jammu, the agency has attached the immovable properties of Tariq Ahmed Mir, a charge-sheeted accused who was arrested in April this year. The agency said the property attachment was part of NIA's ongoing action against terror networks operating in Kashmir with the aim of disrupting India's peace, stability and harmony. Union Minister of Agriculture Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday released the 21st installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme for the farmers of flood and rain-affected Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand through video conferencing. Addressing the conference, Mr. Chauhan informed that a total of more than 540 crore rupees has been transferred into the bank accounts of over 27 lakh farmers, including around 2.7 lakh women farmers. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said this installment has been prioritized for the farmers of these three states as they were recently affected by floods and landslides. The minister further added that this installment will support farmers as they work to recover from the recent calamities. The situation in Leh district of Ladakh Union Territory remained peaceful yesterday as there are no reports of untoward incidents from anywhere. Leh has been under restrictions through imposition of Section 163 of BNSS 2023 since Wednesday 24th of this month following the violent clash between security personnel and protesting youth which claimed loss of four lives and 90 others injured in this incident. The injured persons are still undergoing treatment at Sonam Norbu Hospital in Leh. All the educational institutions and business establishments across the district remained closed yesterday as per the order of the district magistrate Leh. Security forces have been deployed in entire district to ensure the imposition of restrictions and maintain law and order as well as to restore normalcy and peace in the region. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed 24 judges in Allahabad High Court. Among them are senior advocates Vivek Saran, Garima Prasad and Sudhanshu Chauhan. Besides, two judges have been appointed in Himachal Pradesh High Court, while one permanent judge and three additional judges were appointed in Karnataka High Court. These appointments were made after consultation with Chief Justice of India. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after a dramatic and intense super over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. With the win, Men in Blue have extended their winning streak to 6 matches. Though India had already qualified for the Asia Cup final while Sri Lanka were eliminated after losing both their Super 4 games, the dead rubber Super 4's clash last night turned out to be the most exciting game of this year's tournament as the match entered the super over after getting tied. And that is the end of this news bulletin.